Olson, Adelaide, Australia, October 26, 1892.
Dear Brother Olson, we are praying for you that you may come up to the conference trusting in God and in full faith of His pledged word to be with you always, even unto the end of the world. To him who is content to receive without deserving, who feels that he can never recompense such love, who lays all doubt and unbeliefs aside, and comes as a little child to the feet of Jesus, all the treasures of eternal love are a free, everlasting gift. Come up to the conference in calm, perfect trust. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. Psalm 145, verse 3. He will work, and who will let or hinder? There is nothing too hard for Him. His is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Let us not limit the Holy One of Israel. Riches and honor come of Thee, and Thou reignest over all, and in Thine hand is power and might, and in Thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 12. He is the blessed and only Potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords. 1 Timothy 6, verse 15. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Psalm 89, verse 13. He is the mighty God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ephesians 3, verse 20. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 26, verse 4. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8, verse 31. So with firm step, making melody in your heart, sing His praises. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 27, verse 1. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23, verse 4. It is well for us to ask the Lord to lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Psalm 61, verse 2. It is well for us to rely upon a care that is so much above our own. He sees the end from the beginning and will make all things work together for good to them that love God. Romans 8, verse 28. What a source to which we can look in all times of trouble. The heart can have no misgivings. Man is erring, stubborn, rebellious, and defiant, even against God. But the Lord is kind and patient and of tender compassion. He has heaven and earth at His command, and He knows just what we need even before we present our necessities and desires before Him. We can see only a little way before us, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4, verse 13. He never becomes confused. He sits above the confusion and distractions of the earth, and all things are opened to His divine survey, and from His great and calm eternity, He can order that which His providence sees is best. If we were left to ourselves to plan, we should make mistakes. Our prejudices, our weaknesses, our self-deceptions, and our ignorances would be manifest in many ways. But the work is the Lord's. The cause is His. He never leaves His workmen without divine directions. We certainly need to hear the counsel of God, as did the children of Israel through all their journeyings, from the cloudy pillar by day and the pillar of fire by night. Their history is plainly recorded that we may not follow the example of unbelief and varied departure from God.
We have the ministration of angels, as well as they, to cheer us in our pilgrimage and guide us by the only safe course to our haven of rest. When the cloud rests, we willingly abide, and when it begins to move, we move also. We must never lose faith and trust in God. Move onward, although we see no way. He sees it for us and bids us go forward. Let us rest in the Lord and make Him our confidence. Oh, my brother, He will clothe us with His own garments of righteousness. Now do not worry at all about the future. Do your best without ever overdoing, and go forward hopeful and courageous in God, saying, He careth for us. Whatever burdens lay heavily, cast them on the Lord. He that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Repose in God. He is kept in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on God. At times it will seem that you cannot take another step. Well, wait and know that I am God. Psalm 46, verse 10. Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Joshua 1, verse 9. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41, verse 10.
Let the ministers through whom God is working come up to the conference with cast down nerve, growing in depression. And I tell you, they have an atmosphere about them like a thick blanket of fog covering a clear sky. We need to cherish faith. Let the lips utter, My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. We must reveal a sense of a present Savior. A firm trust that Jesus is at the helm, and that He will see the noble vessel safe into harbor. We are to know that it is impossible to save ourselves or any soul. We have no power to bestow salvation upon the perishing. Jesus, our Redeemer, is the Savior. We are only His instrumentalities, and dependent every moment upon God. We are to magnify His power before His chosen people, and before the world for the great salvation which, through His atoning sacrifice and His blood, He has conferred upon us. Satan will try to turn you down, to cover you with his darkness, but in simplicity take the light given and live. With the light from the throne of God shining upon you, you can be a channel to communicate this light, and a channel to communicate the power of the Lord, working in opposition to Satan and his angels. Utter the high praises of Him who hath chosen you in love, who hath made Himself an offering for your salvation, who hath compassed you about with His tender mercies, and the angels in heaven will rejoice, and you will disappoint the enemy.